It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. V30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tech Chat with David Cannon's Friday News Update. I'm sorry there hasn't been an episode for a while, but I have been busy. But we've got some big news stories to get through today, some big new phones and some very entertaining tech-related stories. So let's get going. It is the 24th of November 2017. Let's go. So first up this week, Razer have announced their first Android smartphone called the Razer Phone. It has a QHD screen with a 120 Hz refresh rate. Apple did this with the iPad Pro earlier this year, but that is just going to be incredible for gaming. It means the screen refreshes really fast. I have tried the iPad Pro, and yeah, it is just going to make gaming so much better. And it also has Dolby Atmos, dual cameras on the front, a fingerprint sensor on the side, dual cameras, a pretty big battery actually, and a Snapdragon 835 with 8 gig of RAM. That's going to be really cool for gaming. You can buy it now from razerphone.com. It costs £699.99, or you can get it exclusively from Three in the UK. It is available now, I believe, but there have been some criticisms. Reviews have criticised the camera, there's no waterproofing, and no headphone jack. Although, really, these things aren't going to be that important for gaming, really. There is an adapter for earphones or headphones in the box, so at least that's something. HTC have announced a new phone called the HTC U11 Plus. You can pre-order it now from htc.com, £699, and it is coming in December. However, what's new? Well, it's got an even bigger screen, 6-inch screen, QHD, and the screen is now 18:9, which means it's got what's called a bezel-less design, which means the border around the screen is really thin. So yeah, similar idea to something like the Galaxy S8 or something like that. That's going to be really cool. Otherwise, it's pretty similar. We've got some improved Edge Sense functionality. That's when you squeeze your phone to do stuff like open apps or zoom in on Google Maps. But otherwise, it's got a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor, IP68 waterproofing, 12 megapixel camera on the back, 8 megapixels on the front, a glass back, quick charge, no headphone jack still, and Android Oreo. They also announced the HTC U11 Lite, sort of like a mid-range phone, but with Edge Sense. Otherwise, you've got IP67 waterproofing, a 16 megapixel camera on the front and the back, Android Oreo, a Qualcomm Snapdragon 630 processor with either 3GB or 4GB of RAM, 5.2-inch Full HD screen, and no headphone jack as well, actually. But it's also got Android One, which is sort of when you... It's sort of a thing from Google where the device manufacturer doesn't put any custom interface on the phone, which is really cool. That means it's just standard Android. No real customizations apart from Edge Sense. So that's going to be great. I really like just standard Android. So yeah, that's going to be really cool. You can pre-order it now. Or it's actually listed as out of stock right now, strangely enough. But on HTC.com, you will possibly be able to pre-order it on another day. Perhaps it's just temporarily out of stock. And it's £349. OnePlus have announced a new phone called the OnePlus 5T. Sort of similar idea to the HTC U11 Plus. It's sort of between the main phone models and it has an 18:9 screen, which is really cool. It's otherwise pretty similar. It's got an AMOLED screen, Snapdragon 835 processor, 6GB or 8GB of RAM, and it also has a dual camera, but it's had some customizations to Oxygen OS. That's OnePlus's version of Android. It's got face unlock, kind of like Face ID, but only for unlocking the phone, not for anything else, because OnePlus admits it's not incredibly secure, so it's not good for unlocking stuff like your bank app or Android Pay or anything like that. It's also got parallel apps, which means you can duplicate an app, have two versions of the app, so one for one account and the other for another account. That's going to be pretty cool. You can buy it now, it's available now, and it starts at £449. Nokia have announced a new budget phone called the Nokia 2. It's fairly normal, mostly for a budget phone. It's got a 8 megapixel camera on the back, 5 megapixels on the front, Snapdragon 212 processor, and a 5-inch screen. But the main feature of the phone is it has 2-day battery life, which is going to be really cool. And it's going to be available next year for about £99. Microsoft had to stop a presentation to install Chrome during a demo. Microsoft Edge, their browser, wasn't working, so they stopped to install Google Chrome, causing the audience to laugh. However, the presenter did say they're not going to make Google better while unchecking the tick box that sends statistics to Google. And finally, Google have been sending out Pixel 2 phones without Android. Owners are simply greeted by a message that says, "Can't find valid operating system, the device will not start," when they try and start up their device. So yeah, that's not exactly great, and it just adds to all the problems we've had so far with the Pixel 2. That's the latest news. See you soon.